afternoon, America. Welcome to the Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen, and you are listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. We're happy to have you on board. Happy to have you on board during Easter week. So we're on spring break right now in Michigan, and I love it when spring break falls in line with Easter week, just because I've got the week off anyway, and let's just enjoy some Easter with it. Perhaps the most important holiday in all of Christendom, right here, Easter week. And I just love it when spring break falls in line with it. Right now, I'm looking out the window of the studio, and there's snow on the ground in Michigan. Spring break in Michigan, Easter week, but snow on the ground. It's just a fun combination. I'm okay with it. And I think the reason I'm most okay with it is because April's right around the corner and the snow is going to be gone in a few days. And there it is. We can tolerate it for a couple of days and then it's going to be gone. But it's a good week. It's a good Monday. It's exciting around here. It's exciting to be in spring break and Easter week together. Now, we've got some things to cover today. There's a lot to get into. There's a lot to dive into. I feel compelled to go to another history class. Well, I don't know if I want to hit the history class now or later. Do I want to hit it now? Do I want to hit it in segment two, segment three? Should I flip a coin? You know what? Let's hit it now because it's important stuff. It's freedom stuff. It's history that describes the foundation of our freedoms, the foundation of this country. My friends, is freedom. And today's history class is going to take us there. March 25th, 1634. We're going way back into the beginning here. King Charles I is still on the throne in England. The Civil War is yet to happen. And he brings Lord Baltimore into his court and says, "Lord Baltimore, I'm going to give you some land. I'm going to give you, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you 12 million acres at the northern end of the Chesapeake Bay, 12 million acres. Lord Baltimore dies before he can claim the acreage. But his son, second Lord Baltimore, Lord Baltimore Cecilius Calvert, the second Lord Baltimore, was the founder then of the colony of what he named to be Maryland. We call it Maryland. Maryland? Maryland is what they called it. And it was said that he named it in honor of Queen Henrietta Maria. But the colonists, the people that landed, they knew secretly, they quietly understood amongst themselves that the land was to be named in honor of Mary, the mother of Jesus, Maryland. Did you know that? Did you know that it was believed that it was named after Mary, the mother of Jesus, even though he publicly said it's named after Queen Henrietta Maria? He received the charter in 1632. And on March 25th, 1634, today, March 25th, about 200 English settlers climbed off of two small ships named the Ark and the Dove, appropriately enough. These ships were anchored in the Potomac River, and they got into rowboats. They rowed ashore to a slice of land they named St. Clement's Island, and there they erected a cross. And naturally, guess what they did? Yeah, they held a Thanksgiving feast, one of our first Thanksgiving feasts. Nationally, we have a historic record of Thanksgiving feasts happening. It just wasn't when the pilgrims landed. Here they held another one. And it was the beginning of the colony of Maryland. And after the feast, or before the feast, they erected a cross, which they termed a trophy for Christ. So William Bennett, one of our favorite historians, here's his description. He says Maryland was founded by Celsus Calvert, also known as Lord Baltimore, who received a charter from England's King Charles for some 12 million acres. Calvert was a Roman Catholic at a time when Catholics were persecuted in England. And he founded his colony to be a haven where Catholics could worship freely. He named it Maryland in honor, he said, of Queen Henrietta Maria, King Charles' wife. Although Catholics quietly understood the land to be named in honor of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So here it is. The whole point is the whole point of Maryland is freedom. The very foundation of Maryland. You think they know this in Montgomery County, Maryland, that their state was founded as a place of religious freedom? And now here we are in Montgomery County, at least. And, parents don't even have the right to pull their kids out of educational classes that they deem that interfere with their religious beliefs. When this entire state was founded on religious liberty and religious freedom, Catholics were persecuted in England at the time. And Maryland was founded as a safe haven for them. Calvert wanted Maryland to be a place where both Catholics and Protestants could worship freely. I mean, obviously, he wanted it to be a place for Catholics to be able to worship, but he knew that he would need Protestants to help him settle the colony. And in 1649, so 15 years later, 15 years after they land, the Colonial Assembly, according to Bennett, passes what they referred to as the Toleration Act, guaranteeing that no Christian in Maryland would be in any ways troubled or discountenanced for or in respect of his or her religion, nor in the free exercise thereof. Such tolerations led Puritans and Quakers to flee to Maryland from Virginia, where they were persecuted by Anglicans. Maryland became renowned for its religious liberties. Renowned. You think it's still renowned for its religious liberties? Not Montgomery County, it's not. Here's another one of our favorite historians, William Federer. Here's what he had to say about the Toleration Act. April 21st, 1649. The Toleration Act stated, "Be it therefore enacted that no person or persons whatsoever within this province professing to believe in Jesus Christ shall henceforth be any ways troubled, molested, or disapproved of in respect of his or her religion, nor in the free exercise thereof." Maryland goes on to write their constitution in 1776. And again, they update it in 1851, then again in 1864. And in every constitution up to that point, they describe the religious liberty that should take place in Maryland. In 1776, their constitution said, "We, the people of the state of Maryland, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious liberty." Okay, that's the opening. In 1851, they say, "A declaration of belief in the Christian religion. And if the party shall profess to be a Jew, the declaration shall be of his belief in a future state of rewards and punishments." So, here in 1851, they're not only opening up to Christians, but they're welcoming Jewish believers. In 64, "A declaration of belief in the Christian religion or of the existence of God and in a future state of rewards and punishments." So the religious liberty that took place in Maryland was far-reaching, especially for the day, because the states were all founded as Christian Protestant states. That was their foundational belief. But here Maryland is being founded as a belief or as a Christian state or colony, I should say, that is not only open to Catholics, but it's welcome to all. religious liberty was the very foundation. You think they know that today? You think the folks that live in Maryland, if you live in Maryland, let somebody know that your state was founded on religious liberty. Go to Montgomery County and let people know exactly how the state was founded, and demand your religious right, your religious liberty to educate your child as you see fit. Demand that parental right and that religious right, that if you do not want them in a particular class, which you deem to be injurious to your religious beliefs, then you have every right to opt that child out of that class, regardless of what the Democrats think or say about it. And beautifully enough, also today in history, 1965, today's the day that the civil rights marchers led by Martin Luther King Jr. end their historic march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, at the steps of the state capitol. Today, March 25th, 1965. So think of foundational liberties that began today in 1634, and then some 300 years later, 1965, we're still marching for freedom, and in this case, civil liberties. The reason that this could happen over a span of 300 years is because this country was founded on liberty, was founded on freedom. And yes, it's taken a long time for that freedom to take root deeply in certain places, in certain areas of society. It's taken a minute for that to drill down, for the roots of liberty to take hold. But liberty has had this opportunity over 300 years to take hold because of how the country was founded. This, my friends, this is the point. This is the point of America. This is the point of what needs to be taught in history classes all over the country. The point of America is religious liberty. The point of America is civil liberty. The point of America is liberty and freedom, period. Not just for one group, not just not just for this group over here who feels like they've been hurt until now they get all the liberty and no one else does. No, the Constitution and the Declaration, they were written and drafted for everyone, for every single American. Doesn't matter what your belief, what your skin color, what your creed, what your orientation was. It was drafted for everyone. We all live under this banner of freedom. And we have history to light the way. All right. They get off of two ships, the Ark and the Dove. The Ark and the Dove. Excellent names for exploratory ships to find land somewhere that they can that they can then create a colony of freedom, of religious freedom. They get off the Ark and the Dove, and what do? They go to land, they name the island, they erect a cross, and then they have a Thanksgiving feast. They erect a cross, and then they offer Thanksgiving. One of the colonists described the initial arrival on March 25th. He said, "We celebrated Mass. This had never been done before in this part of the world. After we had completed, we took on our shoulders a great cross, which we had hewn out of a tree, and advancing in order to the appointed place with the assistance of the governor and his associates, we erected a trophy to Christ the Savior." Now, to me, here we are Easter week, the week that celebrates the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And it is so richly appropriate that today is this anniversary of the founding of Maryland, wherein, after a Thanksgiving feast, they hewn, in their words, a cross out of a tree. And they erected it as a trophy to Christ the Savior. That's the founding of Maryland. That's the foundational history of the state of Maryland, secretly known by many to be named after Mary, the mother of Christ. How do you feel, you guys that live in Maryland? How do you feel about your state being named after the mother of Christ? You folks in Montgomery County, Montgomery County, Maryland, you folks right now that are demanding that, regardless of what the religion is of the people interested, you're demanding that they force that their kids be forced to sit in on classes that they disagree with. You folks in the educational hierarchy, and you folks in leadership and government in Montgomery County, you judges that sit on that appellate court that are demanding that these parents, these religious parents, that their kids must sit in on LGBT classes, that they must have their ears filled with these things that these families disagree with religiously, but yet you're demanding that their religious liberties be disregarded. Are you aware that your state was founded on religious liberty? Are you aware that your state, while publicly named after Marietta, the queen, was known secretly to be named after Mary, the mother of Christ? And if you are aware of this, does this fill you with discomfort? Does it fill you with anger? Does it fill you with rage? Is this a history that you'd love to erase? Are you trying to erase this history? Because we're not going to let it be erased here. No, if we have to have history class on the dean's list every single day, history will not be erased. It won't be. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of doing some video segments. I am. I'm thinking of just posting some historical video content and putting it on the Rumble page or putting it on Instagram. I need an intern. That's it. I need an intern. I need to hire an intern. I need to hire someone that can. I mean, there's a lot going on. I'm a busy lad. Okay. I'm running a successful classical Christian school. And yet I'm here 1 hour every day, Monday through Friday. And I refuse to let history die. I just refuse. I refuse to let the historical foundational truths that made this country what it is and that continue to offer richness to it, I refuse to let that history be wiped away. And so I think I'm going to start reaching out. I need some help. I'm going to have to bring in some staff. That's all there is to it. I need a chief of staff. I need some interns. I need a staff to help me along the way. I mean, today's such a glorious day. We've got the richness from 1634 to 1695, just the richness of freedom, historical, accurate freedom that this country was founded on. And it's a horrific shame that so much untruth is being taught to our kids, so much untruth, so many lies are being promulgated throughout this nation and believed. They're being spread throughout the nation and believed. It's despicable and it makes me upset. I'm not happy about it. All right, well, you know, we're going to go to work on it. We are. We have some work to do. There's freedom here for us to achieve, for us to succeed, for us to excel, for us to you know, for us to just pursue our dreams. We're not held back. You are not held back because of the color of your skin. Not in this country. And regardless of what people tell you, regardless of how people attempt to make you believe that, you have in front of you an opportunity to achieve whatever you want. And it's because of the acts that took place on March 25th in 1634. to found the colony of Maryland. It's because the acts that took place on March 25th, 1965, when marchers being led by Martin Luther King Jr. Marched from Selma to Montgomery to the steps of the state capitol in Alabama to demand that the laws there be changed, that they would respect everybody, no matter the color of their skin. These are things that for 300 years, liberty and freedom is being laid as a foundational cornerstone in this country. And it's still there. It is still there. It still exists. You still have the cornerstone on which you may build your own future, your own dreams. All right. There's much more to cover. We're up against the break, so we'll pick it up on the other side. You are listening to the Dean's List on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-term effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. Fortunately, Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula with the miracle enzyme natokinase, scientifically studied to dissolve spike protein so you can feel your very best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, HealthyCell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And HealthyCell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back to the Dean's List, and happy spring break to those of you that are on spring break this week. Happy Easter week to those of you that believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And happy anniversary to those of you that were maybe involved in the march, in the march from Selma to Montgomery. Today is a day of anniversaries. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to be alive. It's a beautiful day to be active. It is a beautiful day to be actively involved in saving our country and saving the freedoms that we know and love. Now, speaking of marches ending at state capitals, speaking of state capitals, in a couple of weeks, on April 13th, in every state capital in the country, including Washington, D.C., there is to be a rally at the local time of 1 to 3, being sponsored by a grassroots organization called Don't Mess With Our Kids. Because in this country, we still have religious freedom. We still have religious liberty, regardless of what the judge in Maryland County is going to say. Maryland was still founded on this whole idea and this notion that we have the right to practice our religion, the right to worship and practice our beliefs as we see fit, without any interference from government or otherwise. So on the Capitol, April 13th, there is a rally that's going to be held at every capital in every state. And don't mess with our kids. It's an important time. It really is. It's an important time for America. It's an important time, especially for parents and families who are waking up. And they're waking up and they're looking around and they're realizing, holy cow, what's going on here? I'm tired of my kids being messed with. I can only imagine these parents in Maryland County, how fed up they are. They don't want their children in classes that teach them about homosexuality and the various varieties therein. And they would rather opt their children out of those classes. But you have a judge, you have an appellate court that says, no, you can't. You don't have grounds. Sorry, you don't have grounds. Well, okay, here are my grounds. I wouldn't keep my child in the Maryland County Public School District any longer. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And this high school that we talked about last week, paint something or other, paintbrush, paint, I don't know, paint branch high school, Maryland, Montgomery County. And the principal allows for this walkout in support of Palestine. And there are students that are overheard making anti-Semitic remarks, you know, pro-Hitler remarks, and they're overheard by an adult. The adult reports it to the principal, and the principal's like, we investigated, and there isn't really any truth to your statement. Because the kid said, no, we didn't say that, even though the adult heard it. But the kids say, no, we didn't say that. And the kids are believed over the adult. And then the adult is lied about by administration. And the adult gets punished. I mean, what kind of upside down world is Montgomery County, Maryland? It's upside down. And parents are tired of it. They are. They're tired of it. They're fed up. So April 13th, 1 to 3 at your state capitol, whatever state you're in. Look, go to the website, don'tmesswithourkids.us. You can get information about your state. We've had, you know, people on the show last week. I think it wasn't last week, maybe the week before. I had on the Michigan captain. And, you know, we've had national people on the program. Back in the fall, I had on a woman by the name of Erin Lee, and she's involved nationally in this organization. And she told her story about what happened to her daughter in Colorado, and how that middle school there was actively attempting to transition her daughter. You can go back and listen to it. It's on the podcast format. And it's horrific to hear her story firsthand. It's horrific. And she's very much a part of this movement. There are parents whose eyes are waking up. They are. They're awake. Did you see this? Did you see what happened at Planet Fitness? Speaking of eyes being awake, I'm sure you had to have seen it. If you're on social media, you had to have seen what happened at Planet Fitness, where this lady, she goes into this locker room, and there's a man, and he's shaving in the locker room at Planet Fitness. And she said, well, what's going on in here? Why are you in here? And he said, well, I'm LGBT. And then, you know, she said, whatever. I don't care what you say you are. You're a man. Here's the article. Planet Fitness stock plunges after it canceled membership of woman who photographed man in the woman's locker room. Patricia Silva posted a Facebook video in which she stated, good day. I just wanted to say I came out of Planet Fitness and there's a man who is shaving in a woman's bathroom. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I'm going to disagree with her here. He doesn't get to be a woman. I mean, he might want to be a woman, but he doesn't get to be a woman. You can't. Listen to me, gentlemen. Okay, let's just pause here for a minute and let me speak to the men. You that are out there under the sound of my voice, you that want to be a woman, okay, fine, you might want to. It's never going to happen. You can have things chopped off and then you can have things attached. But my friend, that does not make you a woman. You're going to have to have chromosome replacement therapy. And to my knowledge, such a thing doesn't exist. Okay, even the testosterone replacement, that's not going to do it. No, what has made you a woman is at the very cellular level. And what has made you a man is at the very cellular level. And you just can't swap out. Oh, man. Oh, man. A Shevitz. All right. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman, which, okay. All right. She continues, I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman. But I'm not comfortable shaving in my bathroom. All right. Just thought I'd say it out loud. Okay. Yeah. All right. She also posted a description of the incident on another social media account. She said, I went to Planet Fitness, walked in the bathroom, and there stands a man shaving. I looked at him and said, hey. He looked up and I said, you're a man shaving in the woman's bathroom, and I'm not okay with that. He replied, well, I'm LGBT. And she cuts him off. Whatever that is. Nevertheless, I told him, you're a man and you're invading my space. He wanted to argue to justify why he can be there. I walked away. I stepped out of the locker room and loudly asked the front desk, are you aware that there's a man shaving in the woman's bathroom? And I'm not okay with that. The two men standing at the desk, she says, put their heads down and tucked their tails between their legs. As I was walking out the door, at my back, a woman shouts, it's a girl. And I shouted back, it's a man. So now we have this debate here, this ridiculous debate of buffoonery, because this guy wants to be a woman, and so he's allowed at Planet Fitness to go into the girls' bathroom and shave. And we have other women in Planet Fitness saying, ah, no, he's a girl. He's a girl because he says he's a girl. So the level of stupidity that we've reached in this country, this debate has achieved a stupid level. But this story gets even better. This story gets even better on March 13th. When did this happen? Okay, this happens on what? Wait, did this happen on the 7th? There's not a date as to when this happened. Looks like it happened on the 7th. I don't know. But here we are on the 13th in civil rights again. I received a call this morning at 8:55 a.m. from Samantha at Planet Fitness announcing that they have chosen to cancel my membership rather than protect youth girls and women 12 years and older that enter the woman's locker room from men with a penis. Instead, they defended the man with the penis who was shaving in the woman's locker room. Despicable. Silva wrote after her membership was canceled, quote, this morning I got canceled. Planet Fitness is defending the man in the woman's locker room, the man with a penis, rather than the child sitting in the corner with a towel wrapped around her. The little girl was freaked out that the man was there. I took a picture of him and asked him why he was there. You're a man with a penis. You shouldn't be there. So I just want you to know. This is weird. It's not good. It's rather disturbing. I would like for you women to stand up and stop these shenanigans. Use your authority. I took that picture because I felt like I was in an unsafe space. So I'm going to report this to the police today. I want to tell Samantha and Joe that work there, thank you for canceling my membership. You saved me a trip. Planet Fitness spokesman defended the cancellation of Silva's membership, saying, as the home of the judgment-free zone, and that's their tagline. That's what Planet Fitness says about them. The home of the judgment-free zone. Planet Fitness is committed to creating an inclusive environment. Our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the gym facilities that best align with their sincere, self-reported gender identity. The member who posted on social media violated our mobile device policy that prohibits taking photos of individuals in the locker room, which resulted in their membership being terminated. But they don't care about the fact that there's a little girl, you know, according to Silva, that there's a little girl freaked out in the corner wrapped in a towel because there's a man, standing in the bathroom shaving. They're okay with that. Planet Fitness is perfectly 100%, they're fine with that. They're like, yeah, we can do this all day long. That's perfectly fine. Not going to hurt anybody. He thinks he's a girl. Let him shave. But yeah, the 12-year-old, I mean, she's got a towel around her. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Nothing to see here. So, but America doesn't feel that way. America is very upset about this, to the tune of when this article came out, it to the tune that Planet Fitness, their stock had dropped, I think some 15%. The company lost roughly 15% of its stock in less than 2 weeks. I saw another article somewhere that this amounted to about $400 million. I mean, friends, that is huge, $400 million. And it's because America doesn't see this the way Planet Fitness sees it. Because Planet Fitness sees this through the lens of stupidity. Oh, they do. Absolutely, they do. They see this through the lens of inclusion. All right. Their statement is this. I just can't read this without laughing. As the home of the judgment-free zone, Planet Fitness is committed to creating an inclusive environment. Our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the gym facilities that best align with their sincere, self-reported gender identity. You know, they couldn't wait. They just couldn't wait. They're salivating to be able to drop this line. That's the home of the judgment-free zone. Oh, this is it. They're sitting around in a board meeting. Yes, we really get to use our tagline. Let's go. Let's lead with that as their stock plummets, as their stock drops, as they lose money to the tune of over $400 million in less than 2 weeks. And what I'm most upset about, I'm mad at myself because I didn't ride this stock on the way down. Because I didn't buy put options. That's what I'm most upset about. I mean, there was money to be made here. I'm not gonna, you know what? If that's Planet Fitness, if that's their approach to life, I don't want to make money off of them. I don't want to make money off of stupidity. And I think even more, who wants to make money off of evil? Because this is evil that you're going to allow a grown man to shave in the bathroom while, the little girl is in the corner wrapped in a towel, freaked out because there's a man in the bathroom. That, my friends, well, America's not happy about this, and I would not be surprised if this is the end of Planet Fitness. I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked, not one iota, if this is the death knell for Planet Fitness. And it should be. It should be. Hasta la vista. Okay. Fare thee well. Good riddance. If this is going to be your policy of stupidity, then you deserve to have your doors shuttered. This is where America's eyes are opening. And Patricia Silva, congratulations for standing up. Congratulations for getting out your camera, yes, in the bathroom and filming that man at the mirror. And congratulations for getting your membership at Planet Fitness canceled. Congratulations for speaking out. Congratulations for speaking your values. This is now a couple of days ago, I talked about what can one person do? It was history class starring Patrick Henry as himself. I mean, Patrick Henry he shows up to the Virginia House of Burgesses, and all the senior members in the House are whispering behind closed doors about how upset they are about the Stamp Act. But not a single one of them will publicly take a stand. And I wonder, are there people here in the Planet Fitness that are upset that there's a man in the bathroom and are just but too cowardly, too afraid to take a stand? Congratulations to Patricia Silva for strapping on her Patrick Henry big boy boots and speaking out against this. Because this, my friends, is the type of response that needs to be delivered to this kind of stupidity, this kind of evil stupidity that's happening in various places throughout the country. Now, the other day I talked about us winning. I talked about the pushback against DEI and we're winning. And this is an example of the national winning. And the reason I say we're winning is because people like Patricia Silva have had enough and they're not afraid to stand up. They're not afraid. Who cares if I get my Planet Fitness membership canceled? Who cares? I'm going to speak out against this stupidity and this evil. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to start protecting the little girl in the corner who's wrapped up in a towel. And I'm going to start protecting her over the feelings of the grown man at the counter shaving. If we're worried about hurting this man's feelings by not referring to him as a woman, then we have crossed over some line of stupidity ourselves. No, we need to physically defend the little girl in the corner wrapped in a towel, and who cares about the man's feelings at the counter shaving in the woman's bathroom? We don't care about his feelings. We don't care about him. We don't care about him one iota. Get out of the ladies' bathroom. But the beautiful thing here is the stock loss. That to me, I'm so happy about that. I am. And it's not that I'm happy about that a company is you know, losing $400 million. That doesn't necessarily make me happy. What makes me happy is just people are fed up. And Americans are coming to the conclusion, if this is the way you're going to treat us and the way you're going to treat our kids, then this, let us show you how we're going to treat your company. All right? We're just going to show you a thing or two. Oh, I love it. I think it's beautiful. All right, we're up against the break. We'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to The Dean's List on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity, unlike other supplements that don't work. Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back, guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code out loud.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. I just got to say to you, we need more people like, what's her name? Patricia Silva. We need more people like her, willing to strap on their Patrick Henry big boy boots and just call it like it is. We need people like Riley Gaines, Peyton McNabb. So did you see this last week? The House Judiciary Committee had a hearing on the protection of women in Olympic and amateur sports. Okay, there's an act. I think that's the name of the act, actually. The Protection of Women in Olympic and Amateur Sports Act. So they have this hearing. And Representative Pramila Jayapal, the Democrat, mind you, the Democrat from Washington. I think she's from Washington. So at this hearing, listen to her response, okay? Listen to how she emotionally has this outburst. Take a listen.
Why are you doing this? It is a tiny portion of people across the country that identify as trans, and not a single one of them is doing anything to harm you or your family.
Full disclosure here, Representative Pramila Jayapal has a son who identifies as a woman. And she's upset about this act, this Protection of Women in Olympic and Amateur Sports Act. And she wants to know, tearfully, I mean, you can hear it in her voice, why are you doing this? It's a small percentage of people that identify this way or whatever she says. And none of them have done anything to hurt your family. So I wonder how the little girl in the towel, wrapped in the towel in the bathroom of Planet Fitness feels. Do you think that she feels endangered? Do you think that she feels hurt? Do you think that she is scared for her life or for her existence in that moment? Do you think she is? Why are you doing this? Jayapal asks. Not a single one of them, she says. It's a tiny portion of people across the country that identify as trans, and not a single one of them is doing anything to harm you or your family, except a grown man shaving in the women's bathroom at Planet Fitness. Well, he's not doing anything. He's just shaving. He's not harming anyone. Except try to explain that to the little girl in the corner wrapped in a towel, scared out of her mind. Peyton McNabb replied to this. Okay, Peyton McNabb is a former high school girls volleyball player. She was injured by a man who was pretending to be a woman, identifying as a woman while playing on the girls' volleyball team. And she pushed back against these comments. Here's what she posted on X. She said, "Just getting back from my second doctor appointment this week, a year and a half later, I'm definitely going to have to disagree. My life is forever changed because of an injury by a boy. So yeah, men have harmed women in our sports, but as long as your feelings don't get hurt, right?" Okay, as long as your feelings don't get hurt. All right, so Representative Pramila Jayapal has a son who wants to be a girl. And so she's upset that this law is not going to let her son play on the girls' team. What she should be upset about is she doesn't have the courage, or she doesn't have the mental fortitude or the ability to direct her son properly by telling him the truth that he can't be a girl. There's no way around it. Dean, wow, that is harsh. No, it's not harsh. It's the truth. There's nothing he can do that will make him be a girl. Not a thing. Not surgery, not hormone therapy, nothing. He's a boy. He was made and created by God and the image of God to be a boy. And there's nothing that Jay Appel can do differently. So she should have the courage, and she should have the mental fortitude to offer her son some direction in life and sit him down and say, look, little man, you're a man, and there's no way around it. Instead, she tearfully says that this is a tiny portion of people across the country, and not a single one of them is doing anything to harm you or your family. But then you have, you know, Peyton McNabb that says, oh, I beg to differ. I have been harmed. I have absolutely been harmed, and I'm still going to see the doctor a year and a half later because of it. And so here's what Riley Gaines posted in defense of Peyton McNabb. And you know Riley Gaines. You know her story. Here's what she said. Peyton is partially paralyzed on her right side. Her vision and memory are impaired. And her sports career ended prematurely because of a man posing as a woman. Democrats who deny this is happening are evil. And you can go back and find the clip where this dude just goes up, soars through the air, and just spikes this volleyball. And it drills Peyton McNabb in the head, knocks her out. But yet, not a single one of them is doing anything to harm you or your family. We should just let them be. They're not doing anything to harm you. You should let them do whatever they want. I mean, if they want to pretend to be a woman and use the woman's bathroom at Planet Fitness, you should allow them that. It doesn't matter if the little 12-year-old's wrapped in a towel, just getting out of the shower scared stiffless. It doesn't matter that Peyton McNabb gets drilled in the head with a volleyball. Oh, I just, of course, you know, Gaines' story, you know, she, you know, Leah Thomas, the man who was allowed to swim on the women's team, and I think, you know, naturally Riley Gaines is upset about that, but even more so that this dude that she's forced to share a locker with him, it's not right. So at the House hearing, Representative Harriet Hagman, she's the Republican from Wyoming, she referenced several videos showing injuries to female players caused by men competing against the females, men who were claiming to be female. At this hearing, she showed a plethora of videos of injuries. And here's what she said. What this bill does, the way this bill resolves that, is that male volleyball player wouldn't have been on that court to hurt the female. That male would not have been in that basketball game to hurt the female. That male would not have been in the field hockey to hurt the female had this bill been in place. So apparently she's showing clips from volleyball, basketball, and field hockey. But there's not a single one of them that's doing anything to harm you or your family. Huh. But the other interesting thing that I think is being overlooked here in this statement is where she says, why are you doing this? Why are you having this protection of women in Olympic and amateur sports acts? Why are you doing this? It's a tiny portion of people across the country that identify as trans. Okay. Then why is it being rammed down our throat so much? If it's such a tiny portion, if it's such a teeny tiny portion, why does the majority of the country have to bend to the will of this small group that want to pretend like they're the opposite gender? Why do we have to bend to their will? Why does Planet Fitness have to bend to the will of this grown man and allow him to go into the woman's bathroom and shave at the counter while the little girl cowers in fear wrapped in a towel? If it's such a small portion, but why are we bending to their will? And the claim that not a single one of them is doing anything to harm you or your family is a straight up lie. Okay, it's a straight up lie. But we have people, my friends. We have people in this country, and this is why I say we're winning, because we have people that are putting on their Patrick Henry big boy boots and they're taking a stand, and they're saying enough is enough. We have congressmen and women on the Judiciary Committee that are taking a stand to support the health and well-being of actual women. You know, we have this lady, just a member at Planet Fitness, Patricia Silva, just a member, just going in, going in to get her workout in today. And yet she realizes the injustice that's happening in that moment in Alaska, mind you, in Alaska, in red Alaska, but she has the courage to take a stand, knowing full well that Planet Fitness is going to tell her hasta la vista. And she's like, yeah, fine. I mean, it's a good thing you told me, because I was going to tell you first. You beat me to the punch, and that's fine and dandy. I don't care. This is a Patrick Henry type of individual. And again, this is why I say we're winning. It feels like we're not winning when even that this can happen at Planet Fitness. It feels like we're not winning. But when you have one person that stands up and goes to social media and talks about it, and then the country responds in the way they did at the pocketbook, when the country says, oh, it's okay. Okay, Planet Fitness, and this is your game? Okay. All right, we see your game, and we're going to raise you. We're going to raise you to the tune of $400 million. And I bet it's still plummeting. I mean, I bet there's still, we could still get in on the, probably, we could still get in on the put options. I mean, if you wanted to make some money on the way down, there's probably still time. Planet Fitness, because the more this story, recirculates, and the more it's out there, the pocketbook is going to continue to be walloped. This response, again, I'm not happy that a company is losing millions. I'm not. I'm upset by their initial response, by their initial action. What I'm happy about is the response of the country. And I'm sad that it's taken such a big toll on Planet Fitness and people that own, independent. I know, people that own a Planet Fitness, and they're good people. And this is going to take a toll on their business. I get it. But, the response to me is beautiful, because people are waking up. And the more that people wake up, the more I say we're winning. Listen, we're a country who's built on freedom. We have a foundation of freedom, and people want that freedom. And right now I want the freedom for my daughter to be able to go into her bathroom without being greeted by a grown man. All right. We're going to keep at it. We're going to keep shining the light of truth on the educational landscape. But that's all the time we have for today, America. Thank you for joining me. Encourage your friends and family to get on the Dean's List. Let's unite to renovate the age.